must say that in his own country in Mexico, this is, well, he is the king of the country down there. I must say that in his own country in Mexico, he is the king of the country down there.
Great audience, I'm so honored. Welcome on the, I believe this is the 11th OMW podcast. This is March 27th, and it's a Wednesday. Yeah, so what's up, everybody? It's nice day to be alive, I think. I wanted to try to test something new here. So let's change it down to 15% or so. And then I want to play a song in the background as part of the podcast. Let's see if it doesn't turn out too bad. And I also wanted to test with hiring my voice so I sound more like a girl. Maybe that will give me more talent as well. So who knows? We'll see how it sounds like after. Hopefully I don't sound too much like a bitch. Hopefully my flamboyant side doesn't come out. So, what are we going to talk about today? What are we going to talk about? Let me think. So yesterday I took bagels to work, and everybody loved them. I thought there was going to be some left over, but they were all gone, and I think it was 30 I ordered. I ate two, if I'm being honest. And I regretted it afterwards because my fucking stomach hurt. But it made me feel better because I fucking brought it in. There's three other people from my team already working, and they all turned me down, you know? No, actually, one of them did grab one, which is, he's cool. He's always been cool anyways, but, the rest of the fucks just turned me down. So, you know, initially I just brought it for my team and my, side team, the Knock, and I was gonna, you know, work with that, just, have us, but, you know, after, you know, try to be nice to my coworkers, doing a good deed, I, realized that they weren't going to appreciate it. They weren't gonna, you know, give me that, you know, that grace of day. It was so funny. One of them, you know, one of the guys who gives me grief, came up to me and he was like, "Oh, he peeks his nosy nose into my cubicle, and then he's like, oh, I just wanted to see what you, if you had gotten any." But what he really wanted to see is my monitors to see if I was, what I was doing. Which, at the time, was working. Because, you know, I was fucking busy yesterday. But, he used that as an excuse to look in my cube, I believe. But then he was like, "Oh, yeah, so you're digging in." I didn't even have a bagel. Like, I had already eaten them. And, you know, so I asked him, "Oh, what's it for?" You know? And he's like, "Oh." So he was already under the impression that it was for... Because what we're doing is we're upgrading from Windows 10. From Windows 7 to Windows 10. Our whole company, we have about 110 centers around the United States. And we're going to be periodically upgrading to Windows 10. We're not going to do it all at once because it just might be a headache and a hassle. But we're going to be doing certain centers over time. And I kind of forgot the point I was going with this. But, okay, yeah, so basically, he thought it was because there's people who had to stay for the change. And I was like, nah, bruh. I brought it in because I love you. And I don't know if he actually did that. Like, I think he, I don't know. But another thing was that the other day, management or the executives, I think it was last Friday, they had a lunch in the lobby from Neater's. It was a big-ass waffle with syrup and strawberries, and the executive team was handing them out, so I guess it was a big deal. It was funny because my boss kept like wanting me to go because it would make him look good, you know, just because the executives are there and whatnot. And I called him out in front of his manager buddies because gathering clicks. Yeah, so I was like, no, I don't want to. And then one of the managers was like, why? And I was like, because my manager called me fat. Because the other day I was changing a projector, and I was gonna get a chair because I couldn't reach it, you know. And then he was like, "Oh, maybe you shouldn't get on the chair. That's kind of dangerous." So he like kind of took the high road, and he was like, just, you know, implying that he was gonna do it since, you know, and you know he realized he was gonna be too short to do it even with the table. So he was like, all right, well, you know, go ahead and do it. But then he, you know, after that, he said, oh, sorry for implying you were fat, you know, which, you know, at the time I didn't really think about it. But then once he said that, I was like, oh, he didn't want me to get on the chair because he thought it'd be dangerous because I'm a little chubby. It's like, come on, dude, come on. Don't got me in the manager mindset like 1,000% of the time. Like, it kind of annoyed me how he approached me the day that he took me in the office, and you know the way he was talking to me. But whatever, you know, I'm not so in love with this job that I'm willing to keep it over bullshit. I think I mean, it wouldn't be convenient for me, and I'd probably bitch about if I did get fired. But I mean, it's not like the end of the world for me. But yeah, nonetheless, I wanted to show something good to the team to just bring up the vibes in the place, and I think that really helped. I was able to get a lot of work done without these bullshitters, fake supervisor floor people. Who can't do shit themselves, you know, because every time they need to fix something, they just call one of the senior guys over, me or the team lead, and we end up fixing it for them. We don't get the credit, of course, and of course they take our time away to figure out solutions for them, you know. That's kind of their job, like, you know. And it's funny because it's the same shit that we're doing every day. Like, we're fixing the same shit every day. It doesn't change, like, you know. It's the same exact fucking shit. You think after that fifth time of us doing it, you know. Oh, there's almost going to be an accident right now. Fucking had to beep. Fucking, this fucking big-ass truck in front of me stopped to let this other truck that's in the middle of the road in. Fucking asshole, man. And this fucking big ass semi truck kind of just bullies himself in. Where I almost died back in December. Alright, this is a good spot. But, yeah, so another thing I wanted to talk about. So the new president of Mexico, you know, he's really big on indigenous rights and one of the new stories out there, or one of the new news articles that's out there, is that he has requested for Spain and the Pope, the Popacy, the Roman Catholic Church, to apologize for 500 years of inhumane and unjust crimes against humanity, you know, in the sake of conquesting Mexican lands. You know, we were great, not just Mexico and America, you know, all of the native regions. There was a lot of potential, and if it wasn't for gun, germs, and steel, you know, the fact that we were, a lot of my ancestors were killed off just by diseases alone that were brought over from Europe. Not to say that there weren't cases where it went the other way around and diseases from America went to Europe. However, it's not very even, the number of deaths. You know, they took out millions upon millions upon millions of generations of people. There's accounts of whole tribesmen being wiped out. So it's not, you know, it's kind of been erased from the memory banks of people. You know, another thing to consider is there's a huge long history that's not talked about, that's tried to be erased from history. And you know, one of the things that they did to try to accomplish that goal is they would take the children away from, and I think this was during the Victorian era, or, you know, the 1700s, where they would take the children from Native Americans and send them, force them into a boarding school, an American boarding school. It's kind of the same concept of what the Roman leaders did, you know, back in the days with the Gauls, you know, the German ancestrals from that region, from France and, you know, Germany, whatever. They would take in the children of noble Gauls into Roman families and indoctrinate them with Roman law, Roman customs, Roman culture. And then when they would, so, you know, to sway them from actually doing anything with their, you know, from, to have them forget about their roots, forget about their ancestral ways, and just to promote more of that Roman culture. You know, that's the same thing that they did to Native American children, and it erased a lot of the history. Imagine a whole generation, you know, being kept away from their parents, you know, some, and not to consider how many of those parents actually didn't know themselves the traditions and the stories and the history. So then, you know, how much was it watered down? How much was it diluted or just completely erased from history, you know, from even one generation? So we're living in amnesia. We don't really understand our past, you know, speaking from a Native American perspective. But yeah, that's just a consequence from the, you know, conquistadors and the conquest of my ancestral land. You know, and they like to paint, like, the Aztecs, for example, as savages, as bloodthirsty, you know, shit like that. I think it's exaggerated. Not to mention that most of the people being sacrificed were captured soldiers. So, I mean, what's more humane, you know, capturing someone you were at war with and then giving them a death that in the cultural sense was a good way to go. Like, you know, even the people being sacrificed kind of thought of it as something different. You know, they thought it was their transcendent point. And you know, that that kind of makes more sense to me than, you know, slaughtering your enemies in the battlefield, you know, having thousands of corpses laying on the ground, deteriorating or not getting proper burials, which you see a lot in, like, the European cultures, you know, and Renaissance and whatnot. But, yeah, so kind of crazy. They actually denied his request from what I've seen. And it was funny because I found a cutout, and a cutout, like a image, like a meme, went from Twitter, some random guy on Twitter asking what your opinion is. So I found that meme and I shared it, and I said, and on Facebook, and I was like, I say Mexico goes to war with Spain and gets World War III started. You know, just trolling. And I haven't seen it this morning, but last night it was getting a positive response. So, and it seems like a lot of people agree, you know, but a lot of them weren't agreeing with war in general. But, you know, if you think about it, you know, all of these years that, you know, Mexico was robbed of their natural resources, their natural riches, gold, their culture was robbed. You know, Cuauhtémoc, I don't know if many people know who he is, but so you have Hernán Cortés, who killed Montezuma, right? And then, so after Montezuma, well, you know, there's a lot of debate. They don't know whether, you know, it was an act from the Spanish side that was covered up later by the Spanish for PR reasons, or, and I'm gonna turn off, I'm gonna change my voice back just in case it's weird. But yeah, so I'm gonna turn off the music too, just in case it was not working out. You wanna get at least part of the podcast recorded. But so after Montezuma died, and it wasn't clear who actually killed him, some accounts say that it was the actual people that killed him. They threw rocks at him. Either way, Cuauhtémoc, he was, I don't know if he was actually a noble. Like, I think he was a warrior who worked his way up in the ranks as a regular citizen. I don't remember the exact details, but anyways, he actually led kind of a revolt against them, and before he passed away himself, he gave his last mandate, which basically instructed the remaining Mexica people, you know, native ancestors of the Mexican, fucking asshole. Fucking hate people, man. Fucking idiot. Like, anyways, his last mandate, his last instructions to his people before he knew he knew he was gonna die. He knew it wasn't going to be an easy transition. He could have changed victory with a successful revolt. They had a couple opportunities. Things didn't work out that way, obviously. But he gave instructions to his people, which are us, you know, us Mexicans, us Latinos, the people remaining from that. And he told them, you know, to basically, you know, go ahead and, mix in, go ahead and adapt these Spanish customs so you can survive as a species. You know, he didn't want to be wiped out, but he instructed them to keep their traditions, their culture alive in hidden customs, which they did, and they still have been, and now it's more tolerated. So it's not like these traditions have gone away. They were just masqueraded as Christian traditions, or they were just hidden from, you know, back then there was how can I explain it, like sheriffs or police officers from the from the church that would go around and look for heretics, which were, you know, people going against the Catholic Church. But basically, you know, our ancestors were able to work around that. And he instructed us to procreate, which is, you know, what we've done. If you look at Mexican families, we, you know, we make a lot of kids. We're like bunnies. We're like the 400, you know, bunnies who party all the time. And so yeah, so you know, we've done what Cuauhtémoc asked. It's promised to come back to us in you know, in our ancestors' words. Mexico is the promised land for us, you know, our last inheritance. You know, all the Native Americans, everyone, you know, it's all, that's our capital basically at this point. So yeah, it's kind of entertaining thoughts, because you know, Spain, I'm not sure who Spain's allies are, but I know that their kingdom is in shambles. I know there's like Catalonia and maybe another region, Barcelona maybe, I don't know. They want to separate from Spain. They no longer want to be associated with Spain. And so they're in turmoil, you know. I doubt it ever happened, but you know, if we had a headstrong, so fucking fine. Damn. She's like the finest woman here. She's I think she's single too. She's a saleswoman. She's a 10. She's a 10 for you guys out there. Oh man, that made me forget what I was talking about. Well, Spain and Mexico going to war, you know, if there was a strong, you know, king leader in Mexico right now who'd want revenge, who'd want to get, you know, reprimands from, you know, the lost riches. You know, a lot of these nations are rich because they stole from countries like Mexico. And, you know, they've just held on to that old money that's been passed down from generation to generation, while a lot of Mexicans struggle. You know, we had a lot of natural resources, a lot of riches that we could have grown and, you know, used for our wealth establishment, for our nation's establishment. And, you know, things didn't work out that way, but we can still change them for the future. There isn't a home right now for Native Americans. Mexico's the closest thing. If I was king of Mexico, I'd march on Guatemala, El Salvador, make them part of the Mexican territory, maybe march on New Mexico. No, I'm just kidding. Belize, you know, take all of that, Panama, Costa Rica, incorporate all of that, you know, and really try to get Native Americans, Mexicans to move back to Mexico and make us a force to be reckoned with, which we are, but we need to unite as a people. We've never been united in our entire history as a people. And now, you know, it's our whole continent is being taken over by white people and Chinese people. And people not of this land, even black people are trying to take our claim as natives and are trying to take it from us and what, you know. So at this point, we need to rise up for our own sake and establish ourselves as a united force in this nation and in other nations and a force to be reckoned with around the world. And hopefully, this is the start of it with, you know, Mexico asking for an apology. You know, it sounds kind of funny, but very petty from an outsider's perspective. But to a native, indigenous person's perspective, who has to deal with all the bullshit themselves as a second-class citizen in their own country, basically, it's kind of like Indians with when Britain was with Gandhi. You know, when Britain was overseeing them, it's kind of the same deal here. And now India's a powerful nation, you know, and I think they still have that influence, but it's not the same as it was before. But either way, I'm here at work. I'm probably overdoing it a bit. I should go inside. I still hate my job. I still love all you guys. I hope we can one day, you know, make a change here in this world. I hope you guys have a wonderful day. Take care.